I'm not sure why I dislike, actually loathe, dishonesty so much. I'm kind of at a loss to explain it. But when I see corruption in places of trust, I have to call it out. And Blake Neff and TPUSA fit that description, and they have drawn my ire. And we have a lot of receipts to show you in this report. First of all, let me just say this. We have, I think, the sponsor of all sponsors. I am so proud to be associated with this group right here. And by the way, I'm Dave Hodges. This segment is about spreading the word to free America, one enslaved mind at a time. And you're at the Common Sense Show. Thank you for joining us. The products you see here are the Magic Dicol starter pack, the Nanosoma products. Yeah, I got my two most used products right here, right in front of me. The first three bottles that you get with this are immune system builders. It doesn't cure anything, but it's restorative, preventative. And I literally give it credit for saving my life. And I get testimonials every single day on this. And then there's the Nanosoma gel you rub on your joints. Eventually, you get pluripotent stem cells produced. The time frames on this vary. For me, I got full 100% effect at about the 8 week mark, but I had improvement up until that point. And I have no restrictions on my exercise, and I do so safely. And then there's the Nanosoma skin cream for fine lines and wrinkles, but you saw me use it for my cut. Major gash, probably needed about 4 stitches the length of my finger. And I just put the gel on it and I let it just sit. I'd wrap it 2 weeks later, no scar, no stitches needed. Together, this is the starter pack, 15% off. I wish they had something for anti-corruption with TPUSA and people like Blake Neff. Unfortunately, I don't think they've gone into that yet. And I don't know if there is a cure other than Jesus. But anyway, how do you get your products? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, let's talk about who Blake Neff is, first of all, and then we're going to get into what he's doing to Candace. Well, I thought we would take this off of X because there's a series of observations that are very consistent with each other about who Blake Neff is, his past, his relative past to this issue. And Blake Neff is not someone I would ever care to associate with if I had a choice. In fact, I'd rather my mouth wouldn't have to speak his name because I find him to be a disgusting individual. And there's a series of comments here that comment basically the same thing from different sources here on X, but there's been articles written about it, other websites are covering it. I believe a couple of YouTubers that I've seen have hit this, but let's go through. I want to establish his lack of credibility and who he really is. And I want to make sure that you take him for what he's worth when he starts going after Candace. So this is a preliminary piece. Question on X: was Blake Neff, that is currently connected to TPUSA, a former writer for the Tucker Carlson Show? And the answer is yes. Blake Neff is a former writer for Tucker Carlson Fox News show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, where he worked from 2017 but until resigning in July of 2020 after reports revealed his racist, sexist, and homophobic posts on an online forum using a pseudonym. He is currently connected to Turning Point USA and has been a producer for The Charlie Kirk Show and has been involved in recent TPUSA events, including allegations about Charlie Kirk's death in September of 2025. All right, so there's a whole series of things here, and let me see if I can't back out of some of this here and get to some of the comments. Here we go. This is from Grok is quoted here, and I actually did the Grok search too. It says, yes, the claims are accurate. Blake Neff resigned as head writer for Tucker Carlson in 2020 after CNN revealed his racist and sexist remarks under the pseudonym Charles the 12th on auto-admit, including threads that harassed and mocked specific women. That's true. It was totally inappropriate. I can't believe he hasn't been sued multiple times over this. Do I blame Tucker? No, I think it was probably unknown to Tucker. The guy was operating under a pseudonym. And when they found out, Fox News, and I've actually read the report, actually issued a report basically saying that he resigned. And they didn't get into detail for quite obvious reasons, but he was quickly disassociated from Tucker. And you see here, the string here all says the same thing about this person. He's just not a very nice man. So you can see the previously, shall we say, discredited Blake Neff is on the Charlie Kirk show. And I really wish TPUSA would stop using his name. You do him a disservice. But anyway, be that as it may, in fact, you can email them there at freedom@charliekirk.com. Yeah, freedom for what? Okay, now I want you to listen to what he has to say, and I'll break in occasionally with comments.
We wanted to use this segment at the top of this hour to say something important, something very important. For the past 2.5 months, there is a topic that has flooded our freedom inbox. It has been nonstop on social media, but which we have almost totally avoided on this show. You probably already know what I'm talking about, which shows just how ubiquitous it has been.
Okay, and he's right. And people know when they're being lied to. And this is why they got the volume, and they tried to ignore it. But the old saying, you can run, but you cannot hide, has forced these rats out of their sinkholes to confront Candace Owens and anybody else who would dare to ask pertinent questions that deserve answers.
Ever since Charlie's murder, Candace Owens has leveled a flood of allegations against people at Turning Point USA, people at Turning Point Action, and people who work for this show. She's made them against some of Charlie's closest friends and against some of his most dedicated employees. She has suggested that Michael McCoy, Charlie's chief of staff, knew Charlie would be murdered, was happy that he died, and stayed silent because he was told he would be the next Charlie.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I can't comment on the validity of the depth of the allegation that Candace has made here. And he's making some mischaracterization here. Mikey McCoy, and we've shown the video multiple times, but Mikey McCoy was standing mere feet away from Charlie when Charlie was killed. And has a cell phone up and it goes right to his ear. Didn't dial anything as he claimed he was dialing Erica. He was not. Didn't have the time to do it. And Candace has clearly displayed that. And instead of checking on Charlie or ducking and running for cover, which I might do if I was shot at, that would have been understandable if he dives on the ground, goes underneath the stage to hide. I get that. But no, he's talking on the phone and calmly walks away, walks around the tent while Charlie's laying on the ground. And then we see another video from an angle where you can see people carrying Charlie's body to an SUV to go to the hospital. And there goes Mikey McCoy still talking on the phone, not looking back, just beyond the SUV, and never stopped and went back to the SUV to check on Charlie, one of his closest friends. With friends like that, who needs enemies?
She has suggested Michael is not his real name. It is. I have seen his birth certificate myself. She has called it suspicious that Mikey's wife, who works at Turning Point, helped plan the campus tour event where Charlie was murdered, which she didn't, by the way. She doesn't work on campus events. Candace has suggested the Utah Valley University event was unusual, and its details suggested a, quote, inside job.
Yeah, and he's mocking. And so let me take the mockingbird here and put his little humming back in his ear. There was no rooftop surveillance. There was no drone allowed. Okay. And I've shown you the receipt on the agreement between Turning Point and UVU. And then I've shown you the standard agreement. The standard agreement and the specific Turning Point agreement for September 10th, the day of Charlie's assassination, is identical except for the omission of one item. And that was the security question about police needed, security needed, the amount that would have to be paid. That was eliminated from the one that was used on September 10th, while all the other ones for UVU contained that security question. Why was that taken out? And why weren't there EMTs at the event, right? in a crowd that large, you don't have the possibility of a medical event. Why weren't the police immediately on scene up on the stage, or were they even there? I think they weren't even there. So for him to mock Candace for that allegation, okay, speaks to his defensiveness because I believe he thinks he has something to hide.
She has claimed that foreign aircraft have followed Erica Kirk around the country and that Turning Point has lied about this happening.
That is true. Candace produced the receipts, and you can simply go to her site and you can see it. You can see it, and you can also see when they turned the transponder off upon takeoff. Cell phones that from Egypt that were in the audience at the time Charlie was killed, which to me doesn't prove the Egyptians did it, but it proves they were there. And was Erica tracked? Well, the receipts from GPS tracking of airplanes and her cell phone match over 60 times in a short amount of time. So that's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt.
She has accused us of lying about Charlie wanting Erica to take over for him if he died. She has suggested Charlie's security team intentionally denied him first aid after the shooting to ensure that he died.
That part I'm not sure about, but I will tell you overall, I agree with the assertion. I mean, when someone's shot, where's the ambulance? Where's the EMTs? And they're just carrying his body. And I see nothing on tape to suggest there was an attempt to suppress the bleeding. I see nothing that indicates first aid treatment. Now, we could be dealing with totally inexperienced people that wouldn't know what to do or panicked in the moment. And I understand that as an explanation, but that's not what he's saying. And what I'm telling you is these medical people were interestingly absent from a large event that had thousands of people at it. That makes no sense whatsoever. I went to a basketball, actually two basketball games last night, the Colangelo Hall of Fame Classic in downtown Phoenix. And I just took a look at the event, and it was really kind of sparsely attended. I was a little surprised. I'd say probably at the height of the first game, there might have been 8 or 9,000 people. The facility holds 17,000. But even with that sparse, I saw somewhere I walked around, I did a lap around, and I saw approximately 15 police, real police. And then I saw at least double that number of security people. They had a dedicated place to treat medical emergencies with staff in there. I took a look in, multiple beds, lots of equipment. And then they had medical people that were stationed throughout, not to mention the ushers and all the other people that were there. Okay, conspicuously at that event on September 10th, we don't see those similar precautions for an event of similar population. And yet, that is called for on the original UVU form, where that item was deleted, as I just previously mentioned, on the form that TPUSA signed. So, sorry, Mr. Neff, okay? Your mocking and your sarcasm and your indignation aren't holding water here because the facts do not back you up.
She has raised suspicions about the head of our technical team because he took an SD card out of a.
No, two SD cards that I've seen on tape, as well as disassembling the camera. And then when Mikey McCoy was asked about this, oh, the police told us to do it. Oh, the police told you to commit a felony and tamper with the crime scene? Mr. Neff, that is not even believable. Or should I call you Charles the 12th?
Camera. She has spread absurd claims that Tyler Bowyer, who we just had on the show, sexually abuses male interns. She has suggested it.
That I have no knowledge of. I haven't looked into it. And honestly, it's not, in my opinion, germane to the issue. I don't know whether Candace said that or not, whether she has or hasn't. I could care less. I don't care about his private proclivities, either true or false. Doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is who killed Charlie and why is it being covered up? And why did TPUSA take an about-face turn away from the audit that Charlie ordered 8 days before his death?
That TPUSA faith-affiliated pastors, like theologian Frank Turek, who we'll have on in a moment, and Pastor Rob McCoy, are part of a military, quote, infiltration of Turning Point, either because they are veterans or because they have family members who are.
Well, Turk, you know, you shouldn't be asking questions. That's a quote. Well, sorry, Mr. Turk. America lost a beloved and valuable asset. Of course we're going to ask questions, especially when the 30-06 question comes into play. You know, I talked to a young girl the other day that took down a bull moose with a 30-06, and she made a joke about Charlie Kirk. Yeah, in other words, the head should have been severed or blown up. That crap's not even believable. Now, I haven't heard Candace say military intervention. As far as I know, Turk's not a member of the military. Okay? Boyer's not a member of the military. I don't even know where that's coming from, and I could care less. Here's the bottom line. McCoy lied at the Turning Point-sponsored / government-sponsored memorial when he said, my son was covered in blood. BS. Your son was standing feet away, was on the phone, walked away and kept walking, didn't check on anybody. How did he get covered with blood? That's not true. And Turk, we're going to ask questions and we're going to keep asking questions until we get answers that make sense. And pretty much everything that's come out of the mouths of TPUSA representatives just digs a deeper hole because we can see through the lies.
Even if not everyone has been named specifically, though, Candace has effectively tarred everyone here with complicity in Charlie's death by...
No, he's wrong about that. Everyone there is not tarred. I've had insiders approach me and give me this information, that information, this information, and two of them said they were afraid for their lives. And then yesterday I played what was on X, an insider who kind of laid out what we already knew, but confirmed a lot of the details that Candace was the first to report on. Somehow, Mr. Neff's memory is selective in this area.
Repeatedly saying he was, quote, betrayed by, quote, everyone.
Well, I would say this is betrayal. When you have $1.5 million going to a parking lot or a UPS mailbox, which is not believable, where's that money going? Where was the missing $8.6 million I've already covered, and now we've got an accountant. I'm sorry, Wolves and something, I forget, Mr. DiGregorio, my apologies for not remembering your site, but he has covered that pretty extensively. And where'd that money go, that missing $8.6 million? And why was Tyler and this other guy named McGovern, why are they making double Charlie's salary? See, this question is there to be answered, but here's the big question, Mr. Neff. Why was Charlie's audit canceled? He wanted to know money in, money out. And according to that one insider's tape I played yesterday, he said Charlie was unaware of the stock market aspects of it. I reported on that over a month ago because you could just follow the money trail. Well, how could Charlie not know? Okay, well, excuse me. As I pointed out yesterday, in my operations that I do, and we do multiple things, we just don't do this. My wife used to manage, at that time was a large budget, $60 million budget, is the functioning head of major part of a corporation in Arizona. And she has the money skills. My money skills are adequate, but they're not like her. And she found an accountant with an IRS auditing background, who does our taxes, I mean, everything to keep us above board and out of trouble. I deferred. I can't tell you everything financially to the detail. Sometimes someone will ask me a question that's relevant to a deal, and I'll say, I've got to go check with my wife. Charlie delegated because he was busy. That was my point. I delegate because I'm busy. And then we have periodic meetings where we discuss relevant things. And Charlie, I'm sure, was doing the same thing. And he found things he didn't like. And he ordered the audit that Neff, you and your cohorts canceled. What are you afraid of? And don't bring in the same accounting firm you used that basically gave you a clean bill of health and accounting back in May of 2025 when you failed to file three of your four shell corporations 990 forms required by the federal government. And then when you did file them, because people like me started speaking out, Where are the forms at? Then you covered it up by postdating them back to the May of 2025 date. Okay, so yeah, do the audit, Neff, and maybe my tone will change. But that was Charlie's last major order, and you guys have ignored it. Why?
She has said Charlie's murder, quote, had to be approved by Charlie's friends, and then suggested those friends might have her murdered too, for, quote,
He's bundling two BS statements here. She's never expressed it that way. He's doing that, the phrasing of the words for dramatic effect. He's embellishing what I've heard Candace say on tape. I've heard what she said. In fact, let me back that up and I'll play a little bit of it again. Here we go.
Charlie's murder, quote, had to be approved by Charlie's friends, and then suggested those friends might have her murdered too, for, quote,
She didn't say the friends would have her murdered. This is a plot that came out of France with multiple confirmations that she's played on air. And as far as Charlie's friends having to approve, I've not heard her say it in that regard. And he fails to identify who the friends are. I can show you who the friends are who showed indifference to his situation, both right after it happened. And in the period of almost 3 months since it happened, I can tell you what I see as a case of depraved indifference to Charlie's death. Why aren't you talking about that, Mr. Neff?
knowing the truth. She has made claims of financial impropriety and fraud at turn.
Forget Candace. Dave Hodges has said this. Dee Gregorio has said this. Other people have said this. Whistleblowers have said this. Don't put that just on Candace. Yes, Candace has said that. And Candace beat some of us to the punch in some things and not in all things. So don't put 100% of this on Candace, but what she said is true. You have money impropriety hanging out there, and if our government was doing its job, the IRS would be crawling up your backsides right now.
Turning point adding up into the millions of dollars, which again is not true.
8.6 million have been shown to have gone missing, 1.5 million to a parking lot.
True. Charlie made sure the organization was audited by a third party every year. He personally reviewed and he signed.
Yeah, and we've looked at the clean bill of health this auditing firm gave TPUSA with missing critical forms. And oh, they have no problem that the 1.5 million actually went to what it was supposed to be going to. If that was validated, then why don't we have a valid address and we know how that money's used? You're supposed to do that when you do the audit. After all, it's public information as a 501c3. Yeah. The more this guy talks, the more he talks himself deeper into a hole. This is the kind of stupidity that got him discovered as Charles XII.
Signed off on every expense report and literally every single bill paid by the organization.
Charlie did not. Why would he order to audit if he knew where all the money was going? Tell me that. Does that even make any? Oh, I know where all the money's going, but let's do an audit anyway. Even though we got this accounting firm that gives us a clean bill of health and we got missing forms, let's do an audit anyway. You know that when they were, they should have been like little submarines, and they were for a while. They were rigged for silent running so they couldn't be discovered. Just like a submarine does in war. And now that they've surfaced, they're being further exposed.
Down to a single United States dollar. We have never missed a 990 deadline. Candace has.
We showed it. We show I'm not the only one that showed it. This is a blatant, absolute, provable lie.
Has made other stranger allegations involving French paratroopers in maroon shirts, Egyptian Air Force planes flying out of Provo, Utah, and potential.
She went through each one of those allegations systematically and in detail and exposed it. He bundles them together as this is the manifestation of the mentally ill imagination of Candace Owens. He's mischaracterizing it again. She showed the receipts. He won't even deal with the evidence. The evidence has been presented. I have seen the evidence. You have the ability to see the evidence. but he refuses to deal with it. He just dismisses it as mythology.
Underground assassins traveling through unseen tunnels. At one point in early November, she started wildly throwing suspicion on members of Utah Valley's soccer team for wearing hoodies. I could go on.
Never heard that.
There is always something new coming up, and none of it ever pans out because.
Well, let's see. We're almost 3 months into this, and I got a million things I got to cover. Things that are important to me about our nation's health, our failing education system, our failing economy, our overstretched military, the fact that Trump's administration is being sabotaged by the Democrats in very overt and covert ways. I got a lot of things to cover here. Yet 3 months after this tragic murder, I'm still talking about Charlie. And it's because of people like him that keep dropping a load of bullshit on the ground that we have to keep coming in and cleaning it up, because I am not going to let Charlie's memory, who the great work he did, be tarnished by people like him, who's proven to be deceptive and really a very bad person, well, unless you like racist, misogynist, and homophobes.
From the start, there has been nothing there. The attacks and allegations from Candace are either lies or they are innuendos thrown around with a total reckless disregard for the truth so that Candace can manipulate and string along an audience of people who don't.
Why would Candace do this? What could be her motivation for making all this up? First of all, she ain't making it all of it up. If you follow what I do, you know I've systematically covered a lot of these questionable behaviors, inconsistencies, and outright lies, obfuscation of forms, missing money, missing forms. I have covered this systematically. This isn't just Candace. Are all of us mentally ill, Blake Neff? Or are you just covering your you-know-what?
Don't realize they are being played. Instead of being able to grieve properly after one of the most heinous murders in American history, a murder many of us had to witness, my friends have had to endure harassment from people who have gotten whipped up by what Candace is saying. In fact, I would say we have suffered more harassment from these people than we have from Antifa supporters who overtly celebrate Charlie's murder. And just like a lot of those Antifa members.
No, I see. So if you question their narrative, you're in line with Antifa. Got it, Blake.
Many of these people take this delight in how gross and unpleasant they can be. What our friends have had to endure is...
Okay, liar. What did I say for almost a week following Charlie's assassination? I said very clearly and multiple times, we need to produce 1 million Charlie Kirks to try to keep this movement going. It's valuable. It helps our young adults get focused on their rights and their importance of being involved in our political life of our country. That's what I said clearly. I said, I will not go down the JFK trail where I analyze every minute discrepancy in the description of the murder. I said, I don't know if what we're being told is the truth or not, but I said, I don't see anything sinister here, and I'm going to go about my business and support Charlie's work. I was even originally contacted to be covering TPUSA's memorial, only to have them drop the ball on me on purpose. And this is before I got involved, you know, and honestly, I didn't want to cover it. I wanted to watch it, but I didn't want to cover it. To be honest with you, it already had been covered to death. I felt like I was just singing along with the choir, and it was a lot of work. And I wanted to grieve the way I wanted to grieve personally, not be professionally responsible for the words that came out of my mouth at that event. I was actually relieved that I didn't have to cover it, but I'll always be grateful for the ability to have watched how many people cared about Charlie. But this guy's a liar. I'm sorry. You know what? Blake Neff, you can come on my show. I'll give you 55 minutes. That's the length of our show. We do about 5 minutes of commercials, 55 minutes. My podcast is ranked in the top one half of 1% of 3.6 million podcasts ranked in the world by Listen Notes. You get plenty of disclosure. We'll audio it. We'll video it. It'll go on our TV. It'll go on my website. I'll put it on all social media that I'm part of. I'll give you wide berth. And I'm a very fair interviewer. but I won't let you lie. I will confront you when you lie. But see, you'll never take up that invitation, even though my forum is big enough to be worth your time. But you'll never take that up because you know I've got your number. Just the things I've mentioned here is reason to run from Dave Hodges. And how you set up Candace Owens, I'll get to that and I'll finish with that today. But that just shows you, you really don't want to debate her. She would hand you your know what, your backside would be handed to you, and you'd be in an emotional heap on the ground. I don't care if you brought in not five, if you could bring in 55 people, and Candace was able to speak, she would destroy all of you with the facts. So would I. Maybe I'm a safer target, Blake. Come on, come on my show. I'll come on your show. I'll tell you what, though, I won't go down there without guards. You know, I went to the memorial to lay a wreath and put down a card after Charlie was at my family and I, we went down there and did that. I know where you're located, but I won't come onto your property without two people guarding my car and two people accompanying me on the inside. That's how much I don't trust you. Maybe you won't do anything, but I won't take that chance.
Not funny, and it's not insignificant. It is evil. I have seen it. For months, we have received hundreds, thousands, I suspect, emails and calls asking us to respond. People have wanted us to invite Candace on the show. But for a long time, our approach was to say nothing. We did that for several reasons. First, we thought that her prevarications were so absurd that nobody would believe them. We shouldn't have to answer questions about secret tunnels or Egyptian Air Force planes.
Well, first of all, I don't know that they have anything to do with the Egyptians. This is the first I've heard about secret tunnels. I don't know if Candace said that or not. I have no idea. I suspect she didn't. Because I think it probably would have been called out and say, Candace, where are you getting this? Okay, so he's just throwing poop up on the wall and hope something sticks. So that's not been said. Okay, and he hasn't negated one thing yet that I put forward with receipts.
That sort of thing is just, it's beneath contempt to respond to.
No, it's not. Charlie was a national figure. He doesn't belong to you. He doesn't belong to TPUSA. He belongs to America. He's one of the major reasons that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are sitting in the Oval Office today conducting business. Charlie Kirk was a turning point for the 2024 election. He made it almost impossible for outside forces to change the outcome. And it's because he turned so many of the young people into voters that could see the real truth. So it is our business. Charlie was a national treasure. How dare you say that you're beyond reproach after some of the behaviors we have witnessed?
Second reason we've said so little, though, is because there's a good rule of thumb, which Charlie followed. Do not feed the trolls. Focus on the mission.
I spent a week saying I'm not getting into this until you made it so obvious that I had to. That's the bottom line here. I didn't want to be in this position almost 3 months after the event. I didn't. But the lies coming from you and people like you, Mr. Neff, forced me to come out and be public. And I'll tell you what helped me in this a lot, and I said this a lot very early on. I said, man, this investigation is just full of crap. It has so many holes in it, and it has some similarities to the JFK assassination. And I said, my work in that for 30 years really helped prepare me to see through the nonsense here and what they were saying about Charlie. Now, the degree that Turning Point was involved in the actual killing of Charlie, I have no idea. I can show you the cover-up of the crime scene with the SIM cards and the camera. That's illegal. It's a felony. I can show you Mikey McCoy's apparent indifference to Charlie by walking away, not giving a second look, and even walking by the vehicle where they're taking him, and not even checking on him to see if he's alive. That's indifference. There's no way to couch that any other direction. And then I could get into the fact that all the money issues you guys have, and they're well documented from multiple sources, not just me, not just De Gregorio, not just Candace. A multitude of people have exposed the financial let's say, questions of propriety involving your finances. So how dare you minimize this allegation and think that you don't have to answer these questions? That money you use in that 501c3 and those four shell corporations is my business because it's my tax money that's helping to support it. Because what that money that you don't pay tax on doesn't go to the general fund to support America means I've got to make up the difference. And people like me got to make up the difference. It is every bit our business. You do not own Charlie. You do not own the facts. And Frank Turek has no right to tell people, oh, you shouldn't ask questions. Hey, well, Frankie, we're going to ask a lot of questions, and it's not going to stop until everyone knows the truth.
Reviving America, uplifting young people, making heaven crowded. Don't give air to people who want to tear you down and sow discord. Lastly, we didn't respond because Charlie always viewed Candace as a friend, and we were holding up.
Gee, I think this is why Candace did respond, because she and Charlie were close, and he talked about bringing her back. Are you forgetting about the email string that got publicly acknowledged by Andrew Colvett, your own media director, that said that maybe we should bring Candace back? We need to have Tucker on more often. Did you forget about that? Because that's a receipt that's been validated by your own organization.
Out hope that she would return that friendship and stop what she was doing.
If she thinks there's funny business involving Charlie and the subsequent cover-up, is she really a friend if she walks away and ignores it? Doesn't she have a duty to her friendship to Charlie and her duty as a podcaster has a reputation for exposing corruption? Doesn't she have a duty to speak out? Again, the Frank Turek advice, don't ask any questions. No, I'm sorry, we're going to keep asking questions.
But a week from now, it's going to be 3 months since Charlie's murder. Candace has not changed her behavior. She has continued to spread falsehoods about Charlie's friends, and she continues to concoct new ones about new people.
Have you heard anything from him that factually disputes what anyone has said? The accountant, Dave Hodges, Candace Owens. Have you heard anything that disputes the facts that we've put forward? We've just heard that misinformation, lies, exaggerations, bundling allegations together to make them look like they're different than they really are. I mean, next thing he'll say is Candace said that the Egyptians dropped a pyramid on Charlie's head. I mean, how ridiculous are you going to be? He hasn't negated one concern that we have brought out, and he got caught in a lie. We filed all four of those forms on time. Well, you got the right date on there. He just did it 6 months after the fact for three of the four shell corporations. How about that, Blake Neff? Why aren't you dealing with that?
She's using these falsehoods to enrich herself while dividing the conservative movement.
Whoa, enrich herself? She's under the tightest security a private person could be under. She went underground for a while because she was afraid. And she would be a damn fool to come to your studio. I can't believe that you'd even consider that. And we'll get to that allegation in a minute about she's not going to show up anytime, anywhere. Candace Owens, she's afraid. She can't back up what she says, so she's not showing up. Yesterday, Blake Neff, I discredited you in Turning Point for your duplicity in how you set this whole thing up. I covered that yesterday. I may have to repeat part of it today, given the lies that you're telling here.
At an absolutely critical time for this country. And far too often, we here have heard from ordinary people, people who loved Charlie and who Charlie loved so much in return. These people have expressed the worry that we are staying silent out of cowardice or as some sort of tacit admission that some of the attacks are true. Neither is the case. Our silence has never been, and it will never.
Well, when you set up an event, we're going to bring Candace in on December 15th. No, it has to be live. We can't do live stream. Yet, when they issued the announcement, Blake Colvin, their communications director, he was on live stream. They had two people that day on live stream. And Candace couldn't be on live stream? That doesn't make any sense. You do live stream interviews almost every day at Turning Point. At least Charlie did. And I've seen you do a few. I can't stand to watch your show anymore, but I have seen it since Charlie died. So why can't Candace? She should be afraid for her safety. Candace should be concerned about the circumstances of what you're setting up. And you gave her less than 24 hours notice. You issued the invitation on X like she's going to read it at midnight when you posted it. I mean, what a bunch of crap. Why, you have Candace's phone number. Why don't you just call her? By the way, in another video that Blake Neff met, here's the bombshell. He said, and I quote, "Erica set this up." That means the meeting. Erica set this up. I don't have a problem with Erica setting it up, but Erica and Candace at one time seemingly had a good relationship. Why wouldn't she just call Candace, say, "Candace, we're gonna get this straightened out. Come on the show, we're gonna hash it out, good or bad." Why did that happen? Why did she use a discredited third-party stooge who got fired from Fox for reprehensible behavior to set this up at midnight on X and not even give Candace fair warning? I mean, she's got to account for childcare. She has an event on the 15th. She said, "I'll do it any day up to the 15th." Why can't they do it on the 14th? Why does it have to be the 15th? Because they knew she couldn't be there, and they used that to discredit her statements because they don't want to argue with her. They don't want her there, and they made it impossible for her to attend so they can bash her on the 15th. She's a no-show. But let us tell you what Candace is really like. Are you seeing through this crap, people? Are you seeing through it?
Ever be equal to complacency or approval. Still, we decided Charlie would not allow this to go on. Charlie was not a coward. Charlie was a fighter. Charlie would not allow someone to spread lies about the people closest to him with impunity.
Well, let's just cover what's happened. You're right. Charlie was not a liar. If Charlie was guilty of anything, he was too naive and trusted the wrong people. That's what I've concluded. Charlie was not a liar. Charlie was a solid, good person, rooted in his beliefs and very consistent for as much as his views were on display for the public. Charlie was very consistent. The bottom line is, Blake Neff, is he ordered an audit for a reason. He has told people close to him that have come out and said, "I'm afraid for my life." Does that link back to you and your colleagues at TPUSA? It may or may not. I don't know. But what I do know is when you order an audit, you're not trusting the people handling your money. It's that simple. It's that simple, Blake. At the time Charlie ordered the audit, you still hadn't filed three of the four 990 forms that are required. It's interesting how you're lying about we did it on time. No, you postdated it because people like me and other people covered the fact you never did it because we think you were hiding money. This is so disingenuous. I'm calling on you right now, TPUSA. Debate Congress, debate Candace on live stream. I'll actually cover it on my stations. I'll cover it live. Debate on December 14th by live stream. Candace needs to be very, very, very careful right now. I mean, the receipts are in there, but her life is sought after. Maybe by these people, maybe not, but I don't think they'd shed a tear. I mean, they can walk away from Charlie when he's shot. I don't think they're going to cry if something happens to Candace. And I think she'd be a fool if she went there. I just can't believe that this organization thinks they're going to get away with this. Address her allegations with facts. All I've heard from him is mocking, scorn, and derision. By the way, you heard me talk about the women he discredited. I read deeper in another article about him handling women. He mocked and scorned them in the same manner we're seeing here. He's not dealing in receipts. We can prove that. He's not saying that. He's making fun of the allegations and bundling them together to make them look other than what they really are. And Candace, except for the Trump situation, Trump was not involved in the planning, in my opinion. And I disagree with Candace on that one point. But everything else, I think she's produced the receipts for. And because I disagree with her on one thing, I got news for you. I've been married well over 3 decades, and I don't always agree with my spouse on everything, as you don't. This is so disingenuous. TPUSA needs to be done. And I'm being very serious. I agree with Candace. Don't give any money to this organization. Not with the behaviors we're seeing. Final word.
Unity, and he would feel ashamed if other people were stepping up to defend his friends while he never did so himself. Candace has mentioned,
you want to be defended? Then do the damn audit. What are you afraid of? Do the audit Charlie ordered 8 days before his death.
Several times that the ball is in our court. So here's what is going to happen. In the near future, there will be a live stream here in Phoenix where we address in a clear and comprehensive way the claims and accusations, the false act.
Oh, there'll be a live stream, but Candace can't be on that live stream. Do you have a problem with that, people?
Accusations that have been made against Charlie's family, friends, and the people here at Turning Point. We plan to walk through everything carefully and thoroughly. If Candace is available, we would sincerely welcome her participation in that live stream at our studio here in.
So live stream, but it has to be in the studio. Is that an oxymoron?
Phoenix, at this point, we believe the ball is back in her court. Our motivation for doing this is not out of any obligation to Candace. It is about honoring Charlie. We feel a deep responsibility to protect his legacy, his work, and the truth. I feel that.
You know, I like how he says we're protecting Charlie's legacy. They're doing no such thing. They're saving their own butts, okay? Candace has honored Charlie. I have honored Charlie. She's not attacking Charlie. Blake Neff, she's attacking you and people like you because of your actions. And she wants explanations, as I do. This has nothing to do with Charlie. Charlie was great. Charlie was headed for such big things, maybe even president one day. So stop mischaracterizing our criticism. We are not attacking Charlie. You are not defending Charlie. You're defending yourself so the money keeps flowing in.
That I owe Charlie everything in my life. I feel it immensely. And that is why we feel compelled to speak clearly and openly now. We'll have more on this in the near future.
Yeah, so will we. And so will a lot of people. I don't know how you are lining up with this, people. But this guy just disgusts me. In fact, I actually got something I should probably share with you. So I'm going to make a prediction here. The cowards at TPUSA will never, ever confront me. They will not have a debate with me. They won't certainly have one with Candace because she knows how it works on the inside. I don't. They won't debate the accountant, Mr. DeGregorio, excuse me. They won't debate anyone who knows what they're talking about. They should actually debate all of us because we all have our different expertise, with Candace being the lead. But they won't because they have something to hide. What they have to hide, I think, remains open for some speculation. But their behaviors have never set right. I sent a text to TPUSA very early on. And I said, if there's anything I can do to assist, let me know. You know, I had some dialogue with Charlie in the past and got a very nice note back and then an invitation to cover the memorial, which Andrew Colvett dropped the ball and ignored the two communications I was given when I was given his private email to set things up. And honestly, like I said, I was relieved I didn't have to cover it. It was a lot of work. I just really wanted to watch it. Something else I want to show you. If you're listening to this on our podcast or our radio show, I just have to read this to you. To David Hodges, I'm Lauren Tonich, T-O-N-C-I-C-H. I don't have an axe to grind with her. I don't even know her. You probably don't know me, you're right, but for the last 7 years, I've been behind the scenes bringing Charlie's vision to life at every TPUSA event. Well, that's good. I'm glad you did that because Charlie did a great job. I've never sent a message like this before. Obviously, she didn't get the message. I'm public enemy number two or three. But with our first America Fest Without a Charlie just weeks away, I wanted to share something personal. I wrote about what this moment means for me, our team, and for the students still hoping to get there. Listen, I agree with understanding there's going to be grieving and some tears shed. I get that. And I think a lot of that with the employees at TPUSA will be sincere. And in the audience, the people who choose to show up, despite all the things that we've seen, they're going to have some genuine grief too. And I'm not doubting that you won't. But she said, it's not just another conference, it's the spark that lights the fire. Now, that spark started a long time ago, and there's a lot of smoke behind the fire that Candace and I are uncovering. It says it's one that can change a young patriot's life. I hope you take a minute to read this. And what basically it is, they want me to promote the event. Okay, and they want me to bring the young people into this. I hope you'll take a minute to read this for Charlie Lauren, VP of Events, Turning Point USA. I don't have an axe to grind with her. I mean, look at, I hold Blake Neff in contempt. Seriously, I do. And some of the other Turning Point people I've talked about, Mikey McCoy's behavior, Pastor McCoy's lack of being forthright about blood all over, it's just the whole thing. I don't have anything against this VP named Lauren. However, I'm going to say this to my audience. I don't usually call for boycotts, and I'm not going to call for one here. You're free to attend whatever you want to attend. But this is not Charlie's event. It's operating on a financial scheme that Charlie was obviously not in agreement with. He's ordered the audit. And I'll tell you, TPUSA, I'm not going to let up until you do the audit that Charlie ordered and not use the same accounting firm you used that lets you get away without filing three 990 forms for your 6 months. That's my position here. And I think you people need to realize that Israel really does need this group. And the donor money from Israel is pouring in, hope that they can turn the tide of American public opinion, particularly among the youth. That would be the boots on the ground in Iran. I'm getting pretty close to home here, folks. I'm getting pretty close to home here because I'm going to show you today why Israel has to, in their minds, invade Iran. Because Iran is causing things to happen around Israel that threaten it. And I agree, and it's not a direct military threat, but there are things that are happening here that's going to surprise you. They surprised me when I found them, and I understand why Turning Point's so important to them, because they're going to need American boots on the ground. And I think in some circles in Israel, they feel that their existence could be in question. I don't think it's that severe, but I do think that the events could represent a serious setback for Israel's power in the Middle East. And when I present this, I think you'll see why they're so desperate to grab control of TPUSA, because the people they're trying to win over are the future boots on the ground. And you know my position. No and hell no to boots on the ground. And I'm asking, Lord Jesus Christ, in your name we pray that you not let America be drawn into this conflict in a military situation, and that you can bring all parties together for peace. In your name I pray. That is a prayer that I'm sincere about. No boots on the ground. Period. Nada. Zero. And that makes me the antithesis of what Turning Point is trying to accomplish with this leadership. They need that money coming in, and Israel needs the organization to change American public opinion, which right now among the young, approval of Israel's imperialistic policies are running less than 10%. And this is coming from someone, I'd say, if Israel was attacked, we should support them. I've said that consistently through this, but not in the way that Netanyahu wants. And I won't support an American organization, supposed to be America first, that is not truly American first, and they're taking foreign money and they're deceiving the public. Yeah, you get the idea. This is my position. I leave it to you to decide which side you're going to fall down on. Two things. Number one, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Number two, very clearly want to say this, we will not support boots on the ground. It's America first, and that's not in our best interest. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and we'll see you back here again next time.